We mentioned Zika briefly a few minutes ago. Concerns about the virus have hung over Brazil in the lead-up to the Rio Olympics. Some top athletes have even opted out of the Games, citing concerns about Zika infection. The virus has been linked to the serious birth defect known as microcephaly. But science moves slower than fear, and researchers are still working to understand both the link between Zika and birth defects and the risk to visitors to Rio. Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health joins us for an update on the science. Dr. Fauci, how certain are we at this point about the link between Zika and microcephaly?
That's really gotten to the point of being incontrovertible. There have been a number of studies showing the direct link there, and more information that accrues confirms that link. So I think that's something that really we need to take off the table now. There's no doubt that there's a link between infection of a pregnant woman, particularly in the first trimester, but even beyond. There's no doubt about that right now.
For a pregnant woman who is infected with Zika, how high is the risk of the baby having a birth defect?
We know there is a definite association. One quite good study was done in Brazil, and it showed that there was anywhere between a 1 and a 13% chance that a woman infected in the first trimester would get a microcephalic baby. It is very likely that the percentage of women having some fetal abnormalities that might be more subtle is going to be a percentage that's somewhat higher. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing what we call large cohort studies, prospectively following 10,000 pregnant women, in which we're going to try and determine that exact percentage incidence.
Now, Rio itself is not in the hotspot area for microcephaly in Brazil. It's mostly in the Northeast. How worried should people be about going to the Olympics?
It depends on who, quote, people, unquote, are. Pregnant women should not go to Brazil now. When you talk about other people, if you look at the incidence now in Brazil in August, it's dramatically less than the incidence of Zika that was seen in January and in February. So although there is still obviously local outbreaks there, it is significantly less, almost certainly due to two factors. One, a substantial proportion of the population has already gotten infected, so the ability to spread has toned down. And second, it is their winter now, and so the mosquito density is considerably less.
Now, as we've mentioned, the high rates of reported microcephaly in Brazil have mostly been in a few states in the Northeast. And that's got some Brazilian health officials wondering whether Zika alone is causing microcephaly. Might there be another factor involved?
Well, there certainly might be cofactors that worsen the situation or make it more frequent. The economic conditions, the underlying health of the individual, the prenatal care of an individual. There's a whole variety of things. But as I said, the primary cause of microcephaly is the virus infecting a woman during her pregnancy.
Zika was first thought to be transmitted by just one kind of mosquito, but now it's been found in a second type of mosquito that has a much bigger range here in the U.S. What are the implications of that for Americans?
Well, you know, from a practical standpoint, overwhelmingly, when you have mosquitoes of the Aedes aegypti, which is the predominant transmitter, and you have in the same area Aedes albopictus, which is another mosquito which can transmit, overwhelmingly, it's the Aedes aegypti that does the transmission. So I don't think we can make much out of the fact that other types of mosquitoes can transmit it, when practically we're seeing a virtually exclusive transmissibility by the Aedes aegypti.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the Infectious Diseases Institute at the National Institutes of Health. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.